Last summer, a development group called the Brazos River Partnership released a video with their plans to build on 22 acres of land next to the river in downtown Waco. Set to dramatic music, the video flies over a transformed riverfront with bustling restaurants, shops, offices, and park space. But now, the project's been put on hold. Cost estimates for the development have doubled from $150 million to $300 million, and the Brazos River Partnership says some investors that were committed to the project are seeking opportunities elsewhere. Mike Anderson represents the Brazos River Partnership. He says part of the problem was restrictions on how the land could be used.
There is some belief that you can put restaurants on a public land. The condo tower had to be relocated. We had to relocate that. Also, the seven restaurants, which was a big part of our overall project, still had some questions that we were working through.
Anderson says the partnership is still working on the project, but the city has said they'll reissue a request for proposals at the beginning of the year if the developers haven't secured funding by then. If the plans do fall through, it won't be the first time a developer has backed out of a major project along the riverfront. In the mid-80s, the city worked with a developer from La Jolla, California, to develop pretty much the same area. The project would have cost $100 million and would have included a luxury hotel, office space, shops, restaurants, and a movie theater. But it never got built because a couple things happened to the Texas economy. Oil prices plunged, crippling a lot of financiers, and the savings and loans crisis hit. John Hatchell used to be a deputy city manager with the city of Waco. He's now a board member at TSDC.
Just the economy dropped tremendously. And interest rates went up. The financing was just not feasible at that time.
After the bottom fell out of the economy, the La Jolla group moved on without building the project, although they did build the Riverwalk, which we still have, extending from I-35 over to Indian Spring Park. Bill Falco is a recently retired planner with the city. He says when the city started requesting proposals for the new development along the river, the requests were pretty similar to the ones from the 80s.
We went back and looked at the old one and actually sort of did a little bit of a retread on it. I mean, we changed it some, but we used the basic outline that we did back in the 80s for this RFP.
But some things looked pretty different in the 80s. The river was full of debris. The city had just failed an attempt at a bond election to construct a stadium along the river. Chris McGowan with the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce says there was little interest in what was going on downtown.
Maybe the low point in the history of Waco as it relates to downtown and perhaps the river was there was a city council person in Waco who publicly declared downtown Waco brain dead. It probably doesn't get much worse than that.
McGowan says that's different now. The city passed its first bond election in 40 years in 2007. Baylor's ponied up with a swanky new stadium. Businesses are popping up along Austin Avenue. He says these are signs of a community waiting for something to happen.
You know, all of this stuff kind of happened at the same time. Meanwhile, national trends are pointing towards reurbanization because baby boomers are becoming empty nesters and their children are entering into the workforce. So you're seeing more demand for urban residential product. Gas prices are going up and people are getting tired of driving. It's really kind of the perfect storm of things kind of converging right here for an interesting future.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.